Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
What's up, everybody? This is Q from Q&A Selling Online. A good friend told me that on his Shopify store, he was getting so many add to carts, more than normal, but actually the exact same amount were converting. So basically the 2% conversion rate that the industry sees is what he was getting, but a ton of people were adding to the cart. So way more than normal. So he asked me, can you have a look at my site, see what you think and see what could be happening. So I went through his site and I found what the issue was. So the conversion rate of 2% is not a terrible conversion rate. It's just standard, right? So anything above 3% actually starts becoming really good. If you have 3% conversion rate, that means three people buy your product for every 100 people to visit your site. On a regular Shopify store, that is decent. And I'm shocked, blown, that a lot of people have no clue. Their stats. I was talking to somebody the other day that thought that half of the people that went to their site would buy their product. And 50% conversion rate was what they expected. Most of you don't live in this disillusional world. And I don't even know if I pronounced that correctly. So anyway, the 2% is average. But why all the add to carts? So I went through his site. I looked at the products. And the site was very well designed. The products were beautiful. I mean, the packaging of the product was beautiful. The product itself is very interesting. But nowhere did I find the price. So what I had to do to see how much the product cost was exactly what everybody else did. I had to add it to cart and go all the way to checkout one step before paying to find out how much it was going to cost me. So that's what other people were doing. He forgot to put the price visible on the site. So everybody would be curious. People are generally curious. So they would go to checkout just to see what the product cost. And then whoever was interested would actually check out. The others that weren't, they wouldn't check out. So the good thing about it is now you have a ton of people you can retarget or remarket to because you have a ton of people that added to cart. But then again, in all honesty, they're not really add to carts, right? Because their intention was not to buy. Their intention was just curiosity, was just to find out how much a product cost. So it is a bit different retargeting those people, but I would still do it. They are a bit warmer now because they have seen the product. They were curious enough to see how much it cost. So there has to be some interest in there. So I would still retarget every single one of them. And a good point, something I just thought of is something that I use on my own site, I can track and see what people did while they were on my site. And there's software that you can use that records what the user is doing while on your site. You get the video of actually their mouse moving, where they stopped. You can see kind of what they're reading, what they're doing, where they get funneled, where they get stuck. It's an easy install, the software. And there's, I mentioned it before, there's Crazy Egg that my buddy Neil Patel owns. And there's also Smart Look, which is, you can get a free version of up to 2,000 hours of video of your customers using your site. So that's a lot of features. There's a lot of features that are turned off if you get the free version, which is the kind of tracking how many times this person came to your site, what he saw the first time, what he saw the second time. You can still see both times what they saw, but you don't know it is the same person unless you would physically go yourself manually tracking the IPs that are visible as well. So that's something to consider, is installing something on your back end to track what the users are doing. And it's actually really cool to see what they do, what they're looking at, and where they get stuck. I personally have one of my Shopify stores that I had a ton of people get stuck on something. And it was the, basically, I offered some affiliate links. So I created an affiliate membership site within my Shopify store using the apps and stuff. And a lot of people that wanted to sell my product so they could get to the 15 or 20% that I was giving away, they, after they registered, they could not find their way back in to the affiliate site. So they would search and search. And I had people that had about an hour of recording on my site. And that's very good for my Google stats, because there's the bounce rate becomes really low when somebody is in your site for over an hour. And that's really good. But what would happen would be, they would search and search and search, and I guess real life happens, and then the person would kind of walk away from the computer, and you see that the mouse would stop there for about 20 minutes or so, or half an hour or more, without anybody controlling it. And again, for the Google stats, that still counts as a non-bounce, but the person is actually not active on your site, and even if they were, they were not there for the intention of buying. They were there for the intention of becoming an affiliate, which is a good thing, because now they become basically a salesperson for your company and for your products. But that's where they were getting stuck. So I actually had to change that. And I went ahead and I actually had to change completely that system. But that doesn't matter for this purpose of the conversation. What matters is that you need to know what your customers are doing, what they're looking at, and if you can, why they're on your site. So these softwares, they tell you where they come from, what they're looking at, what kind of software they have on their computer, kind of what they're, if they have a Mac, if they're, you know, if they're a PC person, what kind of operating system they have, all that stuff that doesn't tell you too much, but what it tells you lots is what, where they go on your site and where they came from. Where they came from is also very important. You can see that I see my traffic comes from Instagram. It comes from LinkedIn. It comes from, obviously, from Facebook, YouTube, you know, from everywhere that I do a bit of influencer marketing. So therefore the YouTubes, the Instagrams, and all the social media platforms. But most of all, you can see where you lose them, at where your customer gets disconnected from your site. And most of the times on my site was the little Facebook share button that I had at the bottom. And every time somebody would go and click here to share or something like that, and every time they would go to Facebook and they would not come back. So it's pretty cool that the software tracks where the person went from there, and you know where they went because you saw them click on the Facebook button. And then you can see there, the software tells you this person is no longer on your site. They opened a second browser. So meaning your site, the browser for your site is still open, but they have a tab, a second tab with their Facebook account, and that's where they are. And you can see that sometimes they come back half an hour later just to close the browser from your store. So for those that you that have not tried it, go ahead and try it. And it's the Smart Look is one of them, and the other one is Crazy Egg from Neil Patel software. So in short, you should always know what people are doing on your store. Just like my buddy, he didn't know why there were so many add to carts. And there's a reason why, is because it's something that you may not think, that's not easy. How did he forget about the price? At first, I didn't clue in either, right? So I got it after when I went all the way to the cart to get the price. But when you're building the site, when you're creating the page, and I believe he did it all from scratch himself from one of the basic Shopify templates, he just rearranged it himself. And that's what I do as well to mine instead of buying it, although you can get some good ones for $160-$170. But then you still have to make them unique, and you still got to make them your own. So if you know how to do it, just go ahead and do it from scratch. But because he was building it, the price, in his head, the price was there, right? In his head, he knew what the price was. So he just, I don't know. It was just not visible because everything had a price. Just there was no price visible on the product. That was the catch. Everything was priced, but the price was not visible. So that's it. Long story short here for today's episode is know your shit. Make sure you know who your customer is. And now with these softwares, you know what they're looking at. So there's no reason to fail in times like this. Okay, everybody, that's it for today. So go out there and make sure you always profit. Thank you.